The Heath Mulligan Project started as a glimpse into the daily life of a family dealing with a terminal illness. Each of our lives is a gift from God, a project to work on and improve. Once you discover your purpose and your passion, the possibilities are endless. Are you ready to get started on your project? Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Heath Mulligan Project. I am your host, Heath Mulligan, and today is February 22nd, 2023, and it is the first day of Lent on the Christian calendar. And if you don't know what Lent is, I didn't know what Lent was until I came to college, even though I, you know, grew up in church, wasn't something we talked about. Lent is the 40 days, not including Sundays, between Ash Wednesday and Easter. It is a time of preparation. It is a time of reflection. It is a time of sacrifice. And so I'd never heard of Lent until I got to college. And everybody talked about, you know, what are you going to give up for Lent? And so this is kind of like a twofold topic episode I want to talk about. Because today in chapel at Southern Wesleyan, Ken Dill, the chaplain, shared, you know, what would you say to your five-year-old self, your 10-year-old self, if you could go back? And he talked about, you know, his five-year-old self had been through some trauma. His mom had gotten sick and some things had happened, and he just became very scared, and he started saying no to everything. And then when he became, you know, kind of reached puberty, 12 to 15, he said yes to everything. And how you got to find the balance there. You can't say no to everything and you can't say yes to everything. So that leads me to this. This is kind of where it gets into two parts. So Sunday at church, I've just been feeling just really close to the Lord, just really being pushed in my spirit, pushed to pray things I hadn't been praying, pushed to love in ways I had not loved. And the other day, I can't remember, I should remember this if it was church or, but there was a point Monday where I felt God leading me, as I realized, oh yeah, it's Ash Wednesday, it's Lent, what am I giving up for Lent? And felt called, whatever, to give up coffee for Lent. So every morning I work out most mornings, and when I come home, I make a cup of coffee, I put my protein powder in it, take my vitamins with it, my supplements, and then that's every morning. And if typically I will take that drink, bring it to work, and throughout the day have another cup of coffee. I typically won't drink coffee after I get home from work, but normally during the day, 2 to 3 cups. For me, it wasn't necessarily about coffee. It was about caffeine. And I'm going to be 100% honest. Yesterday was my first day going without caffeine. And from about 2 to 5, man, that was a slog. And I had a meeting last night, and I was just, man, I was tired. And I was like, you know, I've been up a little later than usual the last couple of nights. I've still been getting up, going to the gym. My allergies have been, you know, there's lots of factors that make me feel like this. It's, and caffeine's just probably one more on top of that. And then today, Ken's in chapel. He's talking about this. And now I'm getting to my point. And I thought, okay, what if this is a forever calling? And I felt this sense, the last couple of weeks that God was calling me to something, that God was preparing me for something. And when Ken said, you know, what would you say to your younger self? I would, one of the things I would say to my younger self would be, when you're 47, so much of your time and energy is going to be spent and focused on undoing things that you did. You're going to try to undo bad diet choices, bad health choices, bad financial choices. You are going to spend a lot of your time just figuring out how to pay off physical, emotional, and financial debts that you accumulated between the ages of 18 and 47, 30 years. And so it would be better for you, instead of accumulating physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial debt over the next 30 years, to instead invest in those things. And in 30 years, instead of looking at unhealthy accounts in those areas, you'll be looking at something completely different. One of the ways, and I thought about this in chapel today, one of the ways that was affected was in January of 2019, Monday, it was a Monday, Clemson destroyed Alabama in the national championship game. That was also the last semi-normal night that we had with my wife, Karen. We made wings. We ate the wings. We watched the game. But then at halftime, Karen's sister, Pam, who lived with us, she was going to go to bed. And then I was leaving immediately after the game to go to the airport and basically just spend the night in the airport. I was flying out the next morning to go to Orlando for a conference. And we were having, I know I've told this story multiple times, but there's a different take on it here. We had to like pretty much beg Karen, convince Karen at halftime to let us put her to bed. Because at that point in time, it took two of us. She physically, her balance was way off, and it took two people to really help her navigate from the living room to the bedroom. And I was thinking about this in chapel today. What if? Now let me stop right there. I just recently did an episode about how you gotta deal with all the what ifs in your life. This one popped up during chapel. I'm dealing with it right now. Okay, this is I say it all the time, podcast or therapy. What if from ages 18 to 44? I'd taken care of myself physically. I'd built muscle. I'd built strength. And I would have been able to be able to take care of Karen. And I wouldn't have had to, put her to bed early. And we could have watched the second half together. And then I could have helped her get ready for bed and by myself. Don't get me wrong, 100% grateful for everything Pam did for our family, Karen's sister. But what if? What if, health wise, I had done all the things I needed to do that I should have done? Would that have given me more time? It would give me another 2 hours with my wife watching the game. And I realize that now, like I said, I'm trying to undo a lot of things. And I feel like now God is preparing me for something ahead where my emotional, spiritual, and physical health are going to have to be at the peak level. I feel this compulsion. I feel this pull, this urge, this calling to be absolutely at what, basically figuring out what my peak is. And so when I think about caffeine, okay, I'm not saying caffeine is evil. I'm saying, okay, what if my consumption of caffeine, coffee or whatever, what if that is an impediment in my physical progress? Now, look, again, these are just questions I'm asking. Now, I still do, you know, pre-workout in the morning before my workout, that's got caffeine in it. I'm going to drink green tea, but to just as a sacrifice, as a way of, hey, I am fully committed to whatever this future is. I'm not saying I'm never going to drink coffee again. Not saying that. I'm just saying, in this season of, I feel like God is asking me, are you really serious about this? This is going to take more than you have to give. Does that make sense? That what God calling me to is beyond what I can achieve on my own. It's beyond what I can achieve physically. It's above what I can achieve mentally and emotionally and all that. But what's my peak? What is my peak condition? At 47, almost 48 years old, can I not only prepare for whatever it is that God wants me to prepare for, while also undoing basically 30 years of abuse, 30 years of overeating, 30 years of too much sugar, 30 years of not exercising, 30 years of not stretching? You don't do that overnight. And there is this, all the time you hear people say, you got to find your why. And I think for me, it really wasn't until these last couple of weeks. Getting healthy was a very selfish thing. And I'm not saying that's bad at all. But to think and believe and know, okay, I'm being called here. And there's something bigger than me. There's something deeper than just me. Something deeper than just doing this, you know, to look good, to be able to go to the beach without wearing a shirt, those kind of things. There's something deeper here. And it's a journey, it's a search, it's a quest. That's what it is. And it is this quest, yeah. That's the word. It is this hunger, this searching, this aching, this longing to really see and discover what truly is possible at this point in my life. To see all these things in my life, all these areas of my life line up and be at their peak. There's different people call it different things. There's a tool called the circle of life. It's guess what? It's a circle, and it breaks your life into different quadrants, different categories, you know, financial, vocation, family, faith, all these different things. And you kind of color in how full you are in each area. And when you look at it a lot of times, it looks like a broken wheel. And we're unhealthy, and things aren't shaking out how you want them to, because things are unbalanced, and we're not healthy in every area of our life. And it's this quest to find out, okay, instead of being this bumpy wheel, what if we could get to the peak on all these things? And I think to really search for that, to really go after that during Lent, it's perfect timing. It's never a bad time, but the question is, what do you think God's calling you to? What would you say? What would you redo? What would you tell? You know, I'd go back 10 years when me and two of my friends could have put $100 into Bitcoin and made tens of millions of dollars. I would tell us to pull that trigger. I would tell us to take that risk. It's never too late to start investing in yourself. It's never too late to make a plan, to work that plan. It's never too late. Every day is an opportunity for a new beginning. His mercies are new every morning. And every day is a gift we have to seek out and fully discover who we were created to be, to live into our purpose, to live in our giftedness, to navigate the troubles and tribulations of life with the fruit of the Spirit, to respond to things differently, to react to things differently, to be proactive in so many areas of our life instead of being reactive. And maybe you're listening to this and you're like, man, I'm not giving anything up for Lent, or I'm giving up chocolate or whatever. You know, there's something going on in our world right now. There's so much anger and fear and frustration, so much division, so much uncertainty. And you're going to live a life. The choices that you make, the life that you live, are either going to fuel that fire of all these negative things happening in our world. You're either going to contribute to that, or you're either going to go a different way. And you're going to live a life that shows people that there is a different way, that you can live a life of peace in a time of war, that you can live a life of joy in times of anguish, that you can grieve about things that the world celebrates. again, I wish that I had these realizations sooner. I wish I wasn't having to undo so many things. But here's what's going to happen, and here's where I have grown. In a minute, I'm going to hit stop on this podcast. I'm going to hit stop record. And I'm not going to beat myself over. What's done is done. I recognize, hey, got some regrets. Wish I'd have done this thing differently. I recognize that. Not going to beat myself up or over about it. I'm going to use that energy. I'm going to use that anger. I'm going to use that frustration. I'm going to use that disappointment. All of that is going to be fuel on the fire of doing what I need to do. And for me, it's different for everybody, but for me, that's getting up early in the morning, that's going to the gym, it's having my devotions there, reading the Bible, it's having a good workout, it's working different parts of my body, it's breaking a sweat, it is pushing myself. And that's where I'm at now, is in my workouts. I haven't been sore. I'm not sore. I feel like I'm pushing myself in my workouts, but I'm not sore. And I'm like, am I pushing myself? What's my limit? What's my peak? How do I find it? And I'm going to do another episode about, you know, workouts and all that stuff and having a plan. And I do have a plan, but you got to be adaptable. And if you're, I feel like my plan's having results. I'm feeling better. I'm starting to see results. Not just physically. I'm seeing results emotionally, spiritually. And, you know, I'm gonna keep going. Gonna keep going. So don't beat yourself up. Everybody. Every person on the planet right now would go and tell their 12-year-old self something. We've all wished we could do something differently, maybe go right when we should have went left, but you can't dwell on that. You can't dwell on that at all. You got to recognize it, repent of it, and move on from it. That's what you got to do, and that's what I'm trying to do. So I pray that God would walk with you through this Lent season, that you would sense His Holy Spirit, that you would know that what He's called you to is so much greater and bigger than what you can accomplish on your own. It is only by the power and the help of the Holy Spirit that you're going to be able to accomplish this mission, that you're going to be able to reach your peak and be everything He's created you to be. It's going to be a monumental task, a giant task, bigger than you can imagine, bigger than. It's going to be intimidating. And it's going to be worth it. And if you persevere and you trust and you take the lumps and you just keep going, you'll do what you're supposed to do, and you'll become who you're supposed to become. That's what I believe. So I'm so appreciative for your support of me and my family. Please, what you can do, this is just a little podcast on the corner of the internet. If this podcast helps you or means anything to you, give us, you know, Apple, you can give us a star rating, you can leave us a review, you can like it, you can follow us, you can subscribe to the podcast, you can download it. All those metrics are very helpful. I don't judge my life on the metrics at all. I am in the process of revamping. It's going to be a long process, but when I started this podcast, I was on a different podcasting host. So all the episodes that are on my website are no longer available. So I got to go back and I got to redo that stuff. And it's fine. I enjoy that kind of work. I enjoy that. It's just super time consuming. But I want to leave a legacy. I want to leave a story for my kids so they can go back and see, oh, okay, that's what my dad was talking about. That's what I want to do. So, again, I'm so grateful for your friendship, so grateful for your love. If I, man, maybe you don't know me. You know, follow me on social media. I want to encourage you. I want to help you become the person God created you to be. This podcast is about discovering your purpose, discovering your passion, and discovering the possibilities God has for you. That's what this podcast is about. That's what my life is dedicated to. And that's why I lay my life bare on this operating table, because I am the project. And I want to leave breadcrumbs, and I want to show you how you can live a better life. I want you to learn from my mistakes. I want you to learn from all the trial and error of life that I've done, so that you can live the abundant life Jesus has for you. Thanks so much for listening. God bless you all, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening to the Heath Mulliken Project. Make sure to add, subscribe, and download the podcast, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also join the community by liking the Heath Mulliken Project Facebook page and joining the Facebook group for encouragement and insight.